Welcome to Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. I am Pastor James Preuss of Trinity Lutheran Church. That portion of God's Word which we consider today, the Holy Spirit caused to be recorded in John chapter 8, and is our text for Reformation Day, October 31st. And we read it as follows in Jesus' name. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever, the son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is our text. Reformation Day commemorates October 31st, 1517, the day when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the church door in Wittenberg, Germany, to question the practice of selling indulgences, which were treated as a kind of ticket to heaven. Of course, that was only the beginning of the Lutheran Reformation. Martin Luther, as well as his evangelical colleagues, continued to produce important writings which more clearly articulated the Christian faith as it is taught in Holy Scripture. 500 years ago, in 1520, Martin Luther wrote such a devotional titled The Freedom of the Christian, which clearly articulated the gospel of the free forgiveness of sins and salvation won by Christ and given to all who believe. Luther sent his devotional to Pope Leo X, along with a personal letter, with hopes of calming the tension between the papal see and Luther, as many were calling for Luther's excommunication. Luther treated the Pope kindly and wrote to him as a pastor would write to a Christian under duress from the devil and false friends. The thesis statement of Luther's The Freedom of the Christian was this: "A Christian is a perfectly free lord of all, subject to none. A Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant of all, subject to all." These two sentences, at first sight, seem to absolutely contradict each other. Yet Luther quickly points out the words of St. Paul from 1 Corinthians 9, which state, "For though I am free from all men, I made myself a slave of all." And from Romans 13, "Owe no one anything except to love one another." He also brings up the fact that Christ Jesus, the Lord of all, was born of a woman born under the law. And although he was in the form of God, he came in the form of a servant. So Luther's two statements are certainly biblical and true, but they certainly need some explanation. So let us first examine Luther's first statement. A Christian is a perfectly free lord of all, subject to none. This statement is made absolutely true by the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we heard in our gospel lesson, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Jesus Christ sets you free from the bonds of sin. If Jesus has set you free, nothing can enslave you. If nothing can enslave you, then you are a lord of all. Your sins cannot condemn you. Satan cannot harm you. Death is a defeated foe. And since this freedom comes as a free gift from Jesus to be received through faith and not by your works, there can be no work demanded of the Christian. Jesus says that if you abide in his word, you are truly his disciple, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. God's word is our most precious treasure on this earth. Food, drink, clothing, house, car, medicine, and so forth. These things can not benefit our soul in any way. As Scripture says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Only the Word of God can grant us salvation, because our faith can only grasp God's Word and promise. And Luther points out in his treatise that it is the Gospel which is the Word of God, which promises salvation. As Romans 1 states, "For I am not ashamed of the Gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to all who believe." And so it is faith in Christ's promise of forgiveness and salvation that sets you free. not your works. Luther goes on to say that faith is the greatest honor you can give God. To have faith in the forgiveness of sins is to believe that God is true, that his promises are trustworthy, that Jesus is the Son of God and the Redeemer of the world. Yet to disbelieve is to dishonor God, to call him a liar. So Luther calls faith the greatest honor and glory a person can give to God. Finally, concerning faith, Luther compares faith to a wedding ring. Through faith, we are joined in a holy marriage with Christ. He is the bridegroom, we are the church, his holy bride. The wedding band symbolizes that all that belongs to the bridegroom is the bride's, and all that belongs to the bride is the bridegroom's. This means that our sin belongs to Christ. He took ownership of our sin, as certainly as he has claimed us as his bride, and he washed them away in his blood. They are forgiven and forgotten forever. Our debt is paid. This also means that all that belongs to Christ belongs to us. So if Christ is the exalted Lord of all, under whose feet God the Father has placed all dominion, then we also are exalted lords of all. We share with Christ in his victory, as Scripture indeed proclaims in Ephesians 2, where it says, God raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And again in 1 Corinthians 15, thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through faith, Christ's righteousness covers us. Through faith, we honor God our Savior. Through faith, our souls are joined to Christ Jesus in a holy union whereby all Christ possesses is given to us. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we are perfectly free, lords of all, subject to none. Here, Luther addresses the question that Pope Leo surely wants explained. If faith alone makes one righteous without works, then why do any works, good works at all? Luther answered this by pointing out that we still live in our sinful bodies. Our new man, that is our reborn self, who is joined to Christ through faith, certainly desires only good, to love and honor God and do good to everyone. But the old Adam, that is our old self born in sin, desires only to satisfy its own desires, to follow after lusts, and in short, to do the bidding of the devil. St. Paul sums this up in Romans 7. When he says, for I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin. And so in order to keep oneself from becoming captive to sin and losing one's faith in the gospel, a Christian must constantly drown the old Adam through repentance and discipline himself with good works. This is what Scripture also says. But I discipline my body and subdue it, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Here, Luther argues his second point. A Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant of all, subject to all. Christians must do good works. Idle fingers are the devil's playground. Christians should be busy helping others, serving their neighbor, and considering others more significant than themselves. Luther makes clear that this is not in order to be justified by God. You are already justified through faith in Christ apart from your works. Luther compares one who, after faith, seeks to be justified by his works to a dog, which has a piece of meat in its mouth, but looking at its reflection in the water, thinks it sees another dog with meat. So, in an attempt to get that meat, a piece of meat as well, it opens its mouth and to bark and drops the meat into the water, and it ends up with nothing. And so it is with a Christian who tries to justify himself by his works instead of through faith in Jesus Christ. He loses his righteousness through faith while striving after righteousness through works. Luther uses Jesus' own words to explain this. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. It is a good tree that bears good fruit, not a good fruit that bears a good tree. When God put Adam in the garden, he had already made him good. Yet he commanded him to work the garden. His work did not make him good. His work was good because he was already good. It is faith in Christ that makes our works good. Through faith, our inner self becomes alive and desires to do what is right. And through faith, God does not look at our sins, but counts our works as beautiful in his sight. None of this means that our works justify us, but rather that our faith produces good works. Martin Luther pointed out to the Pope that both Christ and John the Baptist told people to repent as well as believe in the gospel. They first preached the law of God, that is, God's commandments, so that sinners would come to a knowledge of their sin and repent. Then they preached the gospel, that is, the promises of God, which offers forgiveness of sins and salvation to all who believe. This, Luther says, describes the work of a faithful preacher today. All must preach repentance and then salvation by grace. Otherwise, the preaching of good works will be in vain. Now, why should you, as a Christian, consider yourself a servant of all? Simple. This is Christ's example to you. Luther cites Philippians 2. Have this mind among yourselves which you have in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. So, a Christian, through faith in Christ, is Lord of all, yet, like Christ, serves all. The life you live not to yourself, but to Christ. It is no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. As Christ did not see equality with God a thing to be grasped, but because he already was in the form of God, so we do not seek to grasp God's majesty, but follow in our Savior's footsteps and serve others, confident that we are still lords of all. This means that we should be subject to the governing authorities and should pray for them. Children should honor and obey their parents. Christians should submit to the authorities in their lives, both physical and spiritual. Christians should help those in need and speak out for the defenseless. Consider others more significant than themselves. Luther concludes, a Christian lives not to himself, but in Christ and in his neighbor. Otherwise, he is not a Christian. He lives in Christ through faith, in his neighbor through love. By faith, he is caught up beyond himself into God. By love, he descends beneath himself into his neighbor. This is what led Luther to humbly write to Pope Leo X, to call him his father, and to ask for intervention on his behalf. He humbled himself to every human institution out of love. Yet, in that same year, 1520, when Pope Leo ordered all the writings of Martin Luther to be burned and threatened Luther with excommunication, Luther, in response, on December 10th, 1520, burned the Pope's books and the writings of those who claimed the Pope had authority over the whole church, along with the papal bull threatening excommunication. Luther chose rather to abide in the words of Christ, which set him free, than be a slave to a man who condemned the righteous. The Pope's order to burn books that confessed the gospel had no authority over a Christian whatsoever. And so it is for us today. We Lutherans are free because Christ has set us free through the gospel. Yet we ought out of love for our neighbor to follow in Christ's footsteps and serve everyone in humility. Yet we must never forget that Christ has set us free. When persecution comes, and it will and has, when our faith is under attack, when the devil comes with his lies, we must remember that we are free lords. We have the truth. So let us abide in the words of Christ, knowing that through faith we are free from sin, death, and hell. And let us serve our neighbor in love after the likeness of Christ, while never forfeiting God's word. We thank you for joining us today. Trinity Lutheran Church invites you to join us at one of our services. We worship every Saturday night at 6 and every Saturday morning at 9. We're the church on the hill next to Wildwood Park on Shaw Avenue in Ottumwa. You can visit TrinityLutheranOttumwa.com to learn more.